Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Debbie Lyons Blythe talking about the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Back with Debbie in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, there's a Beef Checkoff funded program to help producers to learn how they can share the beef story. Tell us more.
Yes, you know, everyone has neighbors, whether they're miles away or right next door, and the most interesting conversations happen when chatting with someone across the fence. Consumers want to hear from their producer neighbors to learn about the food that is feeding their families. NCBA, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff, developed a Letter to the Editor campaign to help share producer stories locally. While broad-based campaigns promoted beef at the national level, the Letters to the Editor effort took a grassroots approach, giving producers a voice in local communities. More than 45 Letters to the Editors were placed in publications across 17 states, including Oklahoma, reaching 26 million consumers, many in urban and suburban areas. This is one more example of how the Beef Checkoff is bridging the gap between pasture and plate and bringing neighbors together for conversations that open the door to understanding.
Learn more about your Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Debbie Lyons Blythe is a Kansas cattle woman who represents the KLA on the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. She's going through the officer chairs right now. She's chairman-elect of the organization, and she says it wasn't an easy decision to join up with the roundtable, but she thinks it's the right thing to do to represent the cattle industry. But she says she appreciates those cattle producers who don't like the idea of cattle producers being engaged with this group.
You know, to some of the naysayers that are upset with me for being involved on the roundtable, I will tell them they're not 100% wrong. There are a lot of organizations and different groups that are very much against farming and ranching and that are throwing around this word sustainability. But that doesn't mean that it's not coming. We are definitely going to be forced to address this issue. So I feel like at the roundtable level, by being involved directly and helping to make sure that the conversation stays on track at the farm and ranch level, that is of major importance. We are going to be forced. If we don't get involved today, we're going to have regulations on us about what we need to do. Right. So if we can show today that by having, for example, a grazing management plan, we are sequestering carbon, we are already addressing those issues that they're addressing within different, you know, accords. So we feel like that it's very important that as farmers and ranchers, we're directly involved with this organization.
So how are we doing? How are we doing with the whole journey of sustainability?
I am really proud of the progress that we've made. So we have the key indicators, the things that we can measure along the entire beef value chain. We're not just measuring at the ranch level. We're not just measuring the people that touch a live animal. We are talking about water. We're talking about greenhouse gas emissions. We're talking about all of those things clear through the packer processor, the retail, food service, all of those different areas. Those are really important. But at this stage right now, we are talking about overarching goals. So there have been some big goals set by a number of corporations and other industries around. And so we need to address those in ourselves, right? We need to make sure that the beef value chain is known that we are absolutely working on whatever that we can to make ourselves better and that we're addressing those exact same goals. So we'll be rolling those out in April at our annual meeting.
Give me a couple of examples of those best management practices that you mentioned that help a producer, you know, achieve sustainability.
So a couple of the really key things that are just pretty basic is, do you have a grazing management plan? And a grazing management plan does not, I mean, in your mind, you know what you do, right? It doesn't have to be written down to do a good job, but we find if it is written down, then you do a little better job. So at our ranch, we try to document specifically how things look each year, take pictures of the grass, show that in this drought year, we had to move cattle off at this day. We had to do things differently. The water was at this level. Try to take some pictures specifically to document that. For us, that is a part of also our transition plan. So we're at a position that my husband and I are starting to move out of direct management of our ranch, and our son is taking over. Now, he's a 27-year-old boy, right? And I'm not going to say he listens. Yeah, I guess he's a man. Good point. My son is a 27-year-old man who is taking over the operation, but he's still my son. And do they always listen to what mom and dad say? Probably in many ways they do, but many times they don't. So our grazing management plan and our transition plan is very much an opportunity to transfer knowledge. Right? How have we done this through the years? My son has never seen a really major drought. We have had them, and we do have documented information about what we did to manage through that drought. And so hopefully he'll be able to open that up and say, here were the options that we did back then. Right? So those are two really key things, to have a grazing management plan and a transition plan that are just good best management practices.
Cow-calf seed stock producer Debbie Lyons-Blythe out of Kansas. She's the chairman-elect of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.